Hi, this is Chris from Opinion Research. Today, we're talking to people in your area about local issues. Your opinions are needed, and this call is quick and confidential. Now, to begin, and for classification purposes, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm a female.
Thank you very much. And what is the year of your birth?
What do you need to know that for?
This is just for classification purposes.
8 months, 13, 59.
Thank you very much. And what is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
12 years of school.
Excuse me, what was that?
What?
You cut off for a minute. What was that?
I said 13, 1959.
Oh, no. What is the highest level of school you have completed or the highest degree you have received?
I went to school 12 years. Yeah.
2 years of college?
I said 12 years. No, of public school.
Oh, okay. I graduated
public school.
I'm so sorry, Radan. Thank you very much. Now, and are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And if that's the case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African-American, American Indian or Alaska Native, Asian, Pacific Islander, Middle Eastern, or Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
I'm black American.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Yes.
Thank you. And how satisfied are you say you are with the direction of the country? Would you say you are very satisfied, somewhat satisfied, somewhat dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction of the country?
Dissatisfied the way the country is going.
And is that somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
I'm satisfied.
Oh, satisfied, you said?
I said unsatisfied.
And is that just somewhat or very dissatisfied?
Very unsatisfied.
Thank you. And as you may know, there will be elections for president, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections, with 10 meaning that you are extremely likely to vote, 5 meaning that you are neither likely nor unlikely to vote, and 0 meaning that you are not at all likely to vote?
Yeah, I'm going to vote.
And on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that it is not at all likely to vote, 5 is neither likely nor unlikely, and 10 is extremely likely?
10.
Thank you. And how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
I ain't motivated, no.
And on a scale of 0 to 10?
No, I ain't motivated.
But on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means you are extremely motivated?
No, I'm not motivated.
How should I record your answer on a scale of 0 to 10?
Nah.
How should I record your answer on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote and 10 means extremely motivated?
10.
Thank you very much. And how much power do you feel your vote has to create change in your community? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that your vote has no power at all and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
My vote means I got a lot of power because I did vote, and my voice will be heard.
Yes, if you want to know
when you don't vote, that's when you don't have no rights to say anything. But when you vote, you got all the rights in the world to say something.
Yes, I understand. But we want to know on a scale of 0 to 10, how do you feel? How much power do you feel your vote has on to create change in your community?
Well,
how much power?
I'm gonna say ten because you got right to speak your opinion on the voices that you're trying to change.
Thank you very much. Now, thinking about the upcoming election in November 2024, what are the most important issues for you when voting this year? You can select up to two from the list. We have crime and violence, cost of living and inflation, immigration, racism and discrimination, student loan forgiveness, abortion, criminal justice reform or police violence, voting rights and democracy, jobs and the economy, the Israel-Palestine conflict, climate change, teaching history in schools, or healthcare.
Healthcare and crime. Crime. Crime is real bad. Crime. I'm gonna say crime.
The plan?
What police are you?
Because you said healthcare, which other one?
I said healthcare, then I said the police crime. Police getting killed when they be trying to catch somebody. They get shot at and they die most of the time.
I'm so sorry. It's just that it's cutting off really badly. Can you repeat that, please?
Okay. I said healthcare.
Yes.
And then I said the police, they be out there doing their job. The next thing they know, they done got killed.
You said the jobs and the economy? Or do you need the list again?
Do the list again.
Okay, thank you. Now, we have crime and violence, cost of living and inflation, immigration, racism and discrimination, student loan forgiveness, abortion, criminal justice reform or police violence, voting rights and democracy, jobs and the economy, the Israel-Palestine conflict, climate change, or teaching history in schools.
Is it over there in Israel?
Thank you very much. Got that now. Now, we'd like you to rate how you feel about some people and groups, and some groups of people, using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 5 means that you feel neither warm or cold, neutral, or 0 means
neither
that
one.
You feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. You may use
neither
any
one.
Number from... Excuse me?
I said neither one.
We do have a list. We'll go over them one by one. Thank you.
How many more times we got to go?
Is there any other time that we can call you back?
No, that's what I say. Go on and get what the number is.
Okay, thank you very much. Now, just to finish the thought, you may use any number from 0 to 10 depending on how you feel, and if you don't know or never heard of the person or group, please indicate so. First, we have Congressional Black Caucus.
Okay.
The same
idea. What's the other one
here? Yes, we want to know how you feel about them. And 0 means you are very cold and unfavorable towards them. 5 means neutral. And 10 means very warm and favorable. Any number between 0 and 10.
I'm going to say 4. What poll are you?
That was a 2 or a 10?
I'm going to say 10 years. I'm going to say, don't put 10 years.
Okay, thank you. The next one is Democrats in Congress.
Can you go 10 years?
Thank you. Then we have Kamala Harris.
Can you go 10 years? We'll hook to.
Can you repeat that, please?
I said 10, yeah. But come, ahead. Yeah, 10 years.
Thank you. Then we have J.D. Vance.
A 2, because I don't know anything about him. A 2.
Thank you. Then we have Project 2025.
Project 2025. Put a 2 on that, too.
Can you repeat that, please?
A 2. 2.
2. Thank you.
Yeah.
Then we have Joe Biden.
Put a 2 on Joe Biden, too. Because he did so good this term.
Yes, on a scale of 0 to 10.
Go for the machine.
Thank you. And last we have Donald Trump.
A 2?
How much was that?
I said a 2. Number 2.
A 2. Thank you. Now, if the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Kamala Harris, a third party or independent candidate, or are you undecided?
I'm going to say Kamala Harris.
Thank you. And how certain are you that you will vote for Kamala Harris? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, not too certain, or not at all certain?
I'm very certain.
Thank you. And if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided?
Undecided.
And if you had to choose today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate? Or are you still undecided?
Undecided.
Thank you. And would you say that Democrats in Congress keep all of their promises, some of their promises,
no.
Only a few of their promises, or none of the promises to Black Americans?
No.
And how should I record your answer for this one? All of the... would you say that Democrats... yeah, so right now we want to know, would you say that Democrats in Congress keep all of their promises, some of their promises, only a few of their promises, or none of their promises to Black Americans?
None of their promises.
Thank you. And does Joe Biden stepping aside in order for Kamala Harris to be the Democratic nominee make you more or less likely to vote for Democrats in Congress, or does it make no difference either way?
It don't make no difference either way.
Thank you. And thinking about your vote for Congress, would you say that you are voting more to elect your preferred candidate and get them into office, or more to vote against the other candidate to keep them out of office?
Say that real again.
Yes. Thinking about your vote for Congress, would you say that you are voting more to elect your preferred candidate and get them into office, or more to vote against the other candidate to keep them out of office?
So, for the candidate that I think the country more.
Yes, the options we have is voting for my candidate to get them into office, or voting against the other candidate to keep them out of office.
So?
The first one or the second one?
Yeah, the first one.
The first one, thank you. Next, just before we continue, I just want to thank you for your patience. I know that we have some issues on the line, but we're about to finish. Now, next, I'm going to read you a series of statements that people may say about why we should vote for Democrats for Congress. For each one, please rate each statement on a scale of 0 to 10, where 10 means that the statement is a very convincing reason for you to vote for Democrats for Congress, 5 means is neither a convincing nor a convincing, and 0 means that it is not at all convincing reason to vote for Democrats for Congress. You may use any number between 0 and 10. First, we have, when black businesses do well, they create jobs, generate wealth in their local communities, and make the broader economy stronger. Democrats in Congress worked with the Biden-Harris administration to invest billions in black entrepreneurship and opportunity, leading to black business ownership growing at the fastest pace in 30 years. Thank you very much. Was that a 2 or a 10?
A 10.
Thank you. Then we have, as our loved ones are aging, we cannot watch them have to choose between the dignity of affording medications and putting food on the table. Democrats in Congress work to cap medical costs for seniors on Medicare, including capping insulin at just $35 and making many vaccines free. Thank you. Then we have corporate greed is driving up costs, with the impact felt most by black Americans who pay more in junk fees, such as overdraft fees and credit card late fees. The Biden-Harris administration is taking action on these predatory junk fees by eliminating unfair banking fees, saving consumers billions, and putting money back in the pockets of black Americans.
I'm going to say 10.
Thank you. The next one is, everyone deserves to have access to safe, affordable housing. Democrats in Congress worked with the Biden-Harris administration to ensure 8 million American households were able to stay in their homes during the pandemic by providing emergency rental assistance, with 40% of the assistance going to black households. I'm sorry. Thank you. The second to last statement we have, we need leaders in Congress who will invest in the black community. Democrats in Congress passed historic infrastructure investments to help build up transportation, assist black homeowners with updating their homes, and advance environmental justice in communities that have been hit hardest by climate change.
You say 8 or 10?
8 or 10, between 8 and 10, thank you.
8.
And thank you. The last one for this section is, every American deserves access to affordable and comprehensive health care. Democrats in Congress have lowered health care premiums and expanded coverage under the Affordable Care Act for millions of black families. With 1.7 million black Americans able to enroll in a marketplace insurance plan in 2023, and the uninsured rate for black Americans dropping to just 11%. Thank you very much. Now, thinking of the messages you just heard, which of the following statements best describe how you feel? You can select up to 2 options. We have the power to deliver what our communities need when we vote, or we've made progress, but there is still work to be done this November, or they want us to believe that our votes don't make a difference, but our votes are making black lives better. Or, when we vote for leadership that invests in us, we make our community stronger. Or, we have the power to protect all members of our community when we vote.
Genius.
Oh, we just want to know which of these statements best describes how you feel. You can select up to 2 options from the list. Do you need the money?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. The first one was, we have the power to deliver what our communities need when we vote. The second one was, we've made progress, but there is still work to be done this November. The third one was, They want us to believe that our votes don't make a difference, but our votes are making Black lives better. The next one is, when we vote for leadership that invests in us, we can make our community stronger, or we have the power to protect all members of our community when we vote.
Okay, the second one, for 10 years. In the last one, Tina.
Thank you
very much. The second one was 10 and the last one was Tina.
The second one being, we've made progress, but there is still work to be done this November. And the last one being, we have the power to protect all members of our community when we vote. Does that sound correct?
Uh-huh.
Thank you. Now, we have just a few more questions to ask you again. As you may know, there will be elections for President, U.S. Congress, and other state and local offices this November. How likely are you to vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections, with a 10 meaning that you are extremely likely to vote, a 5 meaning that you are neither likely nor unlikely, and a 0 meaning that you are not at all likely to vote?
Continue.
Thank you. And once again, how motivated are you to vote in the November 2024 election on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated and 10 means that you are extremely motivated?
Okay.
Thank you. Now, sometimes over in service like this one, people change their minds, and sometimes they don't. But once again, if the 2024 election for Congress were held today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or are you undecided, or would you not vote?
Undecided.
Thank you. But if you had to choose today, for whom would you vote? The Republican candidate, the Democratic candidate, or still undecided, or will not vote?
Undecided.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very progressive, somewhat progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Okay, moderate.
Thank you. And are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18?
No, I'm a grandparent of an 18-year-old. Yeah. I'm a grandmama of 18 young.
Thank you. But do they live with you or?
Yeah,
or not?
Yeah, he stayed with me. Yeah, my 18 year old. Yeah.
So for this question, are you the parent or guardian of any children under age 18? How should I record your answer?
No.
Thank you. Now, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
I'm going to say,
Yes, in politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
I'm independent.
Independent. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Neither.
Thank you. Now, how would you describe your employment status?
My who?
Oh, how would you describe your employment status?
Oh, I'm sick. I'm blind. I'm a diabetic, and I got hypertension. I don't work. I'm a stay home. I'll be later.
Oh, we do have a few categories here. Is it retired, permanently disabled, homemaker, or stay-at-home parent?
Disabled.
Unemployed. Okay.
Disabled.
And for whom did you vote in the 2020 general election for president, or were you not able to vote? Was it Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, someone else, not elected?
Joe Biden. I voted for Joe Biden.
Thank you. And last year, that is 2023, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Your best estimate is fine.
I couldn't tell you that because I don't know. I'm disabled.
Just for classification purposes, and your best estimate is fine. It doesn't have to be too accurate if you...
I'm going to say two.
Just an approximate. Just an approximate.
I'm going to say two. I'm getting to approximate two. 200. I have to say it, 200. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And aside from weddings and funerals, how often do you attend religious services? More than once a week? Once a week? Once or twice a month? A few times a year? Seldom or never?
Never.
Thank you. And with this, we conclude the service. So I want to thank you very much for your patience and have a wonderful day. We really appreciate it, ma'am.
Bye.
Thank you. Goodbye. I have trouble hearing, listening with these headsets. Mm-hmm. Well, to change them.